At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me here on this Monday, October 30th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. Glad to be with you as we've got the sports equinox today, including Game 3 of the World Series between the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. Max Scherzer and Brandon Pfaadt in that one. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes here. But before I do, in honor of the Sports Equinox, over at vsin.com/subscribe. Sports Equinox special through May 1st, 185 days of being a VSiN Pro subscriber for $120 averages out to about 64.8 cents per day. So we'll call it 65 cents per day. Surely you're wasting 65 cents per day on something worse than becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber. So get the full scope of what we have to offer with that Sports Equinox special over there at vsin.com/subscribe. Again, $120 takes you up through May 1st. So it'll get you our upcoming college football bowl betting guide. That'll get you all of our bowl game analysis, all of our Super Bowl stuff, which is right in our backyard here this season in Las Vegas. Full college basketball season and March Madness, start of the MLB season, along with my MLB betting guide for next year. All kinds of good stuff as part of that subscription. $120, vsin.com/subscribe. Also, you'll get that college basketball betting guide, which came out a week ago, and the season starts in a week. So good time for you to check out that college basketball betting guide by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber. All right, so we got Game 3 here of the Major League Baseball World Series. Max Scherzer, Brandon Pfaadt, Rangers, Diamondbacks, and you look at the line across the market, pretty evenly lined matchup here in this one for Scherzer and Pfaadt. DraftKings Sportsbook showing minus 110 both ways. Other places in the market are giving out better prices, but you see Scherzer favored at a lot of shops here. Minus 110, even money typically coming back here on the Diamondbacks. So a little bit of love for Scherzer, a little bit of love for the over in this game as well, as we're seeing a lot of 9.5s out there now in the marketplace. The under is still minus 120, but up from 9 overnight. So the expectation here after two higher scoring games in games 1 and 2, that we will see some runs scored in this game. I will caution everybody, and I guess I should spoiler alert this. I do have a play on the first 5 total in this game, but I will just caution everybody. Remember, game 1 was 5-3 going into the bottom of the 9th. So that game was 2 outs away from going under till Corey Seager hit the game tying home run. And then in game 2, the Diamondbacks scored 7 runs over the final 3 innings. So that was a close game for a long time with Merrill Kelly on the mound. And then once Jordan Montgomery got into the 7th inning, he struggled, and then the bullpen giving up the rest. So the two games were kind of ticketing towards the under a little bit, but you know, both of them end up going over based on some late scoring. So we'll see if we get the same thing here in game 3. But let's talk about this pitching matchup between Scherzer and Pfaadt. And of course, Scherzer making 2 starts in the ALCS was not effective at all. 7 runs on 9 hits in 6 2/3 innings pitched. 6 strikeouts, 3 walks for him. The velocity looked fine, but coming back from that low-grade teres major strain, you know, he wasn't even expected to pitch in the playoffs. And the fact that the Rangers have gotten as deep as they have, gave Scherzer the opportunity to come back. Now, he's also dealing with a cut on his thumb. Apparently, it's a callus that is typically pretty, you know, crusted over or whatever you want to call it. But Scherzer said that by virtue of not throwing, you know, full intensity for a while, thing kind of softened up, and then now it created a cut on his thumb. So he pitched through that in both of his ALCS starts. The velocity, again, looked fine, but the command did not. And that's what you would expect with a guy coming back from a long layoff. He'll throw hard. He'll be able to throw hard because he's kind of been building up that arm strength a little bit. And also, look, I mean, a little bit of time off is not a bad thing late in the season, but as much time off as Scherzer had certainly appears to be a bad thing because the command just isn't there. He's not throwing good strikes. He's throwing strikes. He's still throwing, you know, about as hard as he usually does, but he's not locating well. And that was the issue for him there in those two starts against the Astros. 3.77 ERA, 4.32 FIP for the season as a whole, 3.20 ERA, 3.41 FIP in 45 innings for the Rangers, after being traded from the Mets. So the thing that's difficult, I think, for both managers in today's game, and I'll start with the Texas side first, they'll have some version of a Frankenstein pitching staff tomorrow because you'll see Andrew Heaney, Dane Dunning, maybe you'll see Martin Perez, although he didn't pitch well in his appearance in game two, so maybe we won't see him at all. But they're going to have all hands on deck in game four until they can get back to Nate Eovaldi in game five and then get to that day off, assuming that, you know, we wind up playing past game five here in this series. Most of their bullpen is in good shape, though. So this is one of those where the bullpen may shoulder a heavy load. If Scherzer is struggling, game three is a big swing game, especially with a lot of unknowns for both teams in game four. So it does make me wonder how deep Scherzer will go in this game. If he is continuing to struggle with his command, then Bruce Bochy may have to make the move fairly quickly. Now, Bochy did talk in his media availability on the off day about trying to push Scherzer a little bit more. Said, you know, he's not going to be around 100 pitches, but we're going to try to get more out of him. I think he threw 109 combined pitches in his two starts in the ALCS. So they're going to try to push him a little bit farther. Whether or not he's effective enough to be pushed farther remains to be seen, but they're fully understanding of the fact that game four has a lot of potential pitfalls if you get a short start here from Scherzer. So that is definitely a possibility and definitely a concern. And I will say that, you know, Jose Leclerc was used in game one through 26 pitches, but Aroldis Chapman, Josh Spores have not been used. Will Smith has only thrown seven pitches since the ALCS. A lot of these guys for the Rangers are very rested, but could be very rusty as well. So that's something I would definitely keep in mind if you're taking a look at betting this game here. What do I think about Brandon Pfaadt and the Diamondbacks? Come on back after this short break on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets, and I'll fill you in on my thoughts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
All right, we're back on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Please make sure you rate, review, subscribe, five-star reviews. Always appreciated for this and all of the shows here in our VSiN family of podcasts. So Brandon Pfaadt, the hero, we'll say, of the NLCS for the Phillies. nobody expected what Brandon Pfaadt has done here in the playoffs, especially with how it started. 2 2/3, 3 runs on 7 hits against the Brewers. Arizona got him out just in time. They wind up coming back, winning that game. If they lose that game, if they lose game one there to Corbin Burns, who knows what happens with this Diamondbacks run? They may not have even gotten off the ground, may have lost that wild card series in 2 or 3 games and wouldn't even be in this position. But they were able to come back. They got Pfaadt out of there. And since then, he's allowed 2 runs over his last 14 innings on just 8 hits. Pfaadt had 16 strikeouts in his 2 starts against the Phillies, and Brent Strom deserves a lot of credit for that. What the big adjustment was that Pfaadt used Philadelphia's aggressiveness as a weapon. Got a lot of chases outside the zone, induced some weak contact, some foul balls to get back into counts, stuff like that. The Phillies were 11th in swing percentage and 4th in O-swing percentage, according to StatCast, during the regular season. So they were an aggressive lineup, and they chased at the 4th highest rate in Major League Baseball, which means swinging at pitches outside of the strike zone, as defined by StatCast. So that's why it made a lot of sense for guys like Kelly and guys like Pfaadt to nibble on the edges, try to get some of those swings and misses outside the zone. It's hard to make good contact on pitches that aren't, you know, in hittable areas. You can generate a lot of swings and misses. The Rangers, though, 17th in swing percentage and 25th in outside swing percentage. So the Rangers had one of the lowest chase rates in Major League Baseball. So I think that's the concern here with Brandon Pfaadt today. The Rangers will lay off of pitches that the Phillies will not. And for Pfaadt, he gave up 22 home runs in 96 regular season innings. He's only given up 2 homers so far in the postseason and comes in on a high note. But I think that the Rangers will spit on those pitches that the Phillies were chasing. And I think that will lower Pfaadt's strikeout count, will lower his count of swings and misses, and will force him to get into the strike zone, which is going to give Texas a much better chance offensively here. So I think Texas matches up fairly well with Pfaadt. And then maybe that's something I missed, and it is something I missed in that series with the Phillies, with their over-aggressive nature and how the Diamondbacks kind of played that against them. I don't think you can necessarily do that to the same degree here with the Rangers. Now, obviously, Merrill Kelly was terrific in game 2, but Merrill Kelly is just a really good pitcher. Brandon Pfaadt might be, but I don't think he's there yet. So I think the Rangers do match up a bit better here against Pfaadt. Arizona used 6 relievers in the game 1 loss. Bullpen had a very light day, though, in game 2, and then obviously yesterday's off day. So there is a chance that they move from Pfaadt very quickly in this start. We'll have to wait and see. The other thing to keep in mind here, as we have to in every Arizona game going forward, base runners. They were 9 for 10 in successful stolen base attempts against Max Scherzer this season, but 10 for 21 over the previous 2 seasons. So we'll see. Arizona's pushed the envelope here. They're 5 for 5 in steals in this series. Tommy Pham did get picked off a second in game 2. We've seen the viral clip of Mike Maddox going around. But other than that, the Diamondbacks have been very successful on the bases. The other thing is, and this is a bit of a concern given my position, and if you can't tell already, I like the first 5 over. It's 4.5 minus 135 at DraftKings, mostly 5 out there in the market otherwise, especially because now this total has gone up to 9, so, or 9.5. So we are seeing some shifts there in the juice for the first 5 total. But the Diamondbacks have had a lot of sacrifice bunts, and I generally don't like that. But they are putting some pressure on the defense here a little bit, and they've been able to generate some runs as a result. So I don't necessarily like that, but you know, I mean, it's a style of play that they play with, and it's a style of play that's given them some success. And offensively, they've been much better here in the playoffs than they were during the regular season. So I'll take a shot on the first 5 over 4.5 minus 135 at DraftKings. If you've got to take 5, try to find reduced juice. I know one legal U.S. book here, Caesars, actually had plus 105 on the over 5 for the first 5. I think that's an interesting look. But look, I mean, I think the venue change is a little bit of a concern to some degree. I've been to Chase Field twice. I think it's very dark. I think it can be a tough place to hit sometimes. But at the same time, I mean, the in-zone command for both Scherzer and Pfaadt leaves a lot to be desired, especially with Scherzer coming off of the injury. So I think we could have some runs here. So the first 5 over 4.5 minus 135 at DraftKings is the play here for me today. Really quickly, again, that series price, taking a look at that. You've got the Rangers minus 135, Diamondbacks plus 115. You've got the player awards market, Adolis Garcia plus 230, Corbin Carroll plus 450, Corey Seager plus 500. Ketel Marte at plus 750 is really interesting because even though he only has a couple of hits here in this series, he has, what, an 18-game playoff hitting streak? So, you know, maybe they kind of look at this in a series where, you know, a lot of guys are going to have similar numbers, I think, from the Diamondbacks. They may give it to Marte as kind of a playoff achievement award. So if you do like the Diamondbacks here, I think Marte has gotten a little bit more interesting at that plus 750 price as he's kind of rewriting the record books here in terms of postseason hitting streaks. 18 did break the previous record. So that's something that maybe he kind of gets a playoff achievement award for if, you know, Corbin Carroll's numbers don't jump off the page or Tommy Pham's or something like that. So just something for you to keep in mind. I won't be investing in the World Series MVP market, but it is a talking point, so might as well mention it here. But again, my play today, first five over 4.5, minus 135. First five over 5 at reduced juice or plus money if you can find it. Also, I think, a decent play here in this game. Remember, podcast every day, article on game days over at VSiN.com. So that's what we'll do for as long as the World Series goes. It could be over shortly. You know, we'll see if one of these teams wins all three games in Phoenix. If not, November 4th would be the last day for Game 7. So only a few days left of the baseball season. Thank you so much for joining me throughout, or if you just joined since the playoffs, thank you for that. But head over to VSiN.com/subscribe. Take advantage of that Sports Equinox special and come on back tomorrow for another edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.